We continue on Yoda Mbe's four lines before the lines get wide. Continuing with the relationship and the stories between Antoninus and Rebbe. Kol yoma hava mishamish le Rebbe. Every day he would serve Rebbe. Machile, he would feed him. Mashkile, he would give him to drink. Ki hava boy Rebbe lemesek lepuria. When Rebbe would need to go to bed, hava gachin kame puria, he would kneel in front of the bed, Amrle, and he would say to Rebbe, Sak ilave lepuriach, climb on me to get to your bed. Apparently, it was a bunk bed, so he had to climb higher. He couldn't just lay where he was. Okay. Anyhow, Amar, lav orach ara lizuzuli b'malchusa. But eventually, Rebbe said, it's not appropriate. You're the king. I have to treat you with respect. Lav orach ara lizuzuli b'malchusa kulehai. Amar, Antonina said back to Rebbe, mi simeini matza tachtecha l'olam haba. All I want is just to be a mattress for you when I get to the next world, to Olam Haba, so that I can get there. Amar Leh, Asin L'Alma Da'asi, he said, will I be able to make it into the world to come? Amar Leh in? He said, yes. Antoninus, you will be Zocha to Olam Haba. Amar Leh, but Antoninus, we know, was a knowledgeable person. Amar Leh V'Haksiv, it says, V'loia Sarah the Beis Esav, there will not be a remnant of Beis Esav, and I'm from Edom, I'm Roman, so how could I make it a zocha to have Olam Haba? But Osa Maaseh Esav, said Rebbe, it's only when you act like Esav, but if you act with compassion and with values, then, and Midos, then you have a portion in Olam Haba. Tanya Nami Hachi, Lo Yeh Sar LeBeis Esav, Yachla Kol, Tamalimer LeBeis Esav, but Osa Maaseh Esav. It's only when you are acting like Esav that you will not have a chance to be Zocha for Olam Haba. Amar Leh, V'haksiv, Shama, Edom, Melacheha, V'chol, Nisieha, that all of Edom, all their kings and their emperors will be destroyed. Meaning they're not going to have Olam Haba. Amar Leh, no, Melacheha, V'lo chol Melacheha, Kol Nisieha, V'lo kol Sareha. It's not all their Melachim, and it's kol nisieha, but not all sareha. So the emperors and some of their nobility will be able to survive and avoid complete destruction. Tanya nami hachi melacheha v'lo kol melacheha kol nisieha v'lo kol sareha melacheha v'lo kol melacheha. Who is this referring to? Who are the exemptions? The Braisa says prat la'Antoninus ben Asvirus. Antoninus was an exception. Kol nisieha. Prat Liketiah Bar Shalom. So Antoninus and Ketiah were the ones who were exempt, they were Edomites, they were Roman, and nevertheless they were Zocha to Olam Haba. Antoninus, we've just read all the stories about, and now Ketiah Bar Shalom, we're going to talk about his story right now. But before that, I just wanted to mention the fact as you, that Antoninus, we said, was a knowledgeable person. In fact, Rashi says that Lilmo Torah, and Tosafot said that he would learn Torah, and he would learn Torah with Rebbe, which also begs the question about there's a halacha question whether a Jew is allowed to teach Torah to non-Jews, and I think the general answer is that when it comes to Torah Shebichsav, we're lenient, but that's fine because Torah Shebichsav, anyone can learn on their own or find someone else to learn it from. Torah Shebaal Peh, usually you can only find that from other Jews, and therefore Torah Shebaal Peh is something that should not be taught to non-Jews. However, there are other times where we're lenient, and certainly if we're teaching a class to other Jews and someone who's not Jewish participates in the class and joins in, there's no reason to stop the class and ask them not to participate. Once you're there teaching your own, if there are others that are there who are ancillary to the class, they are allowed to be there and participate. That is a brief synopsis of the halachic discussions. Always fascinating discussions about the relationship between Jews and non-Jews when it comes to different halachos. Of course, we always have to balance our traditions, even though, as we've mentioned before, the fact that it's sometimes uncomfortable, but nevertheless, when it's done respectfully and in the proper way, it's usually well received both ways, from non-Jews to Jews and from Jews to Jews as well. It's how you share the information, not more so than what the actions, the implications of the actions in many of the cases. Anyhow, we continue with the story of Ketiah Bar Shalom, who was another one of the exceptions. What was so special about Ketiah? Ketiah Bar Shalom Mai. So what's the story of Ketiah Bar Shalom? Dahahu Kisara, or Kisra, Dahava Sani Lihudai. There was a certain Caesar who oppressed the Jews. He didn't get along with the Jews. Amr Luhu L'chashivi D'malchusa. So he said to the kings, and something that is so familiar to all of us who oftentimes experience anti-Semitism, he said as follows: Mish alalo neima baraglo yikatena v'yichya o yenicha v'yitztaer. If you have a cut or a bruise or a wound on your leg, should you, or some extra flesh on your leg, should you just cut it off so that you'll live and you'll be healthier, or should you leave it there and continue to be pained? Well, Amrulo, they said back to him, obviously, yikatena v'yichya, cut it off so that you'll heal. Amrulahu Ketiah Bar Shalom. So Ketiah Bar Shalom, again, the word Ketiah coming from cut, so that's why his name was Ketiah, playing off of the fact that he didn't want to cut the Jews off. So Ketiah Bar Shalom said, Chada delo yichaltalu. First of all, you're not even going to be able to cut them off. Dechsiv ki ka'arba ruchos hashemayim parashti eschem. God spread them out over the four corners of the earth. You're never going to get all of them. So don't even bother. Now, Maika Amar, what exactly did he mean to say with that? Ilema de bidarton bidala ruchos hai ki arba ruchos li arba ruchos mi boile. If that was the case, that he was spread to four corners of the world, then it should have said li arba ruchos. So not ki. So what's the significance of this pasuk? Ella, rather, what he meant to say was kashem shi efshar leolam belo ruchos, just like it's impossible for the world to live without wind, kach yefshal olam below Yisrael, it's impossible for the world to exist without the Jewish people. V'od karulacha malchusa ketiyah. And furthermore, your world, your kingdom, will be cut off. If you mistreat the Jews, then you will ultimately lose. Amrle, so the Caesar heard Ketiah's opinion, and he said, Memar Shaper Ka'amr, the truth is, you're saying good. I actually appreciate your perspective. There's one problem, though. Miu kol dezachi lemalka shadule lekamonia chalila. So what you're saying is good. However, anyone who beats the king, whoever is able to outsmart the king with words, or he prevails against the king, shadole le kamonia chalila, they sent into a chamber, he's killed. So kad hava naktin le v'azlin, as he was being sent off to be killed, as he was a dead man walking, amrele hahi matrunisa, there was a certain matron, a certain woman, who said to him, vaile le ilfa de azla below michsa, woe to the ship that goes below michsa without paying a tax. What exactly are we talking about? So Rashi says, Kolomar oilecha, woe to you, the matronisa said to Ketiah, hoil ve'alean atanerag shelo malsa atatzimcha, you didn't go through a bris. Woe to you that you didn't go through a bris. So it's again, Ketiah, not only did he say that your kingdom is going to be cut off, and that's why he was called Ketiah, but Ketiah actually refers to the fact that he didn't go through a bris, and now he does. The Gemara says that Nafal al Reshe de Orlase Kata, he somehow managed to cut off his foreskin and had a mila on the way to being killed. Amar Yavis Michsi Chalfis. The Avris. He said, I've now paid my tax. Now I can go on to the next world. And Kikasharule, when they were putting him away or killing him, Amar, he screamed out, Kol nichsoi l'Rabbi Akiva v'chaverov. All my nechasim should go to Rabbi Akiva and his friends. Yatzar Rabbi Akiva v'dara, so Rabbi Akiva was trying to figure out how much of the nechasim should go to him and how much should go to his friends. V'hayel Aaron u'levanav. He said, based on the verse, it's to Aaron and his sons. So how much goes to who? To which ones? Mechsel Aaron and Mechsel Levanav. Half goes to Aaron and half goes to his kids. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva took half of the assets. Good deal for him. And the other half was split up between all of his friends. Yetzabas Kol, a heavenly voice came out of Amra and said, Ketiah Bar Shalom Mizuman L'chaya Olam Haba, that Ketiah was ready to enter into the next world, to Olam Haba. And as a result, Bacha Rebbe Meir, Bacha Rebbe cried, the Amr, and he said, Yesh kone olamo b'sha'achas. There are those which acquire Olam Haba in just a moment. The Yesh kone olamo b'kama shanim, and then there are those that takes years for them to acquire Olam Haba. And Ketiah Bar Shalom was able to acquire Olam Haba in just a few short moments. Now there are a number of questions with the story of Ketiah. What's the significance of going through a bris? Was he converting? Because if he was converting, there was no tevila, so you need mila and tevila. So what's the significance of the mila? So the Marsha explains that based on the Gemara, there's a Gemara in Erevin that he points to, which that there's something significant about the bris, that even someone who doesn't convert, going through a bris is significant. It actually allows a person to go into Olam Haba. The Gemara says that Avraham Avinu waits by the gates of Gehenim, or Olam Haba, I'm sorry, and he only allows the people to enter into Olam Haba if they've had a bris. That, by the way, is one of the reasons why when someone has a stillborn, Chas v'Shalom, that we give the baby a bris, even though it doesn't seem necessary. But again, this idea that having the bris, Avraham Avinu will then escort them into Olam Haba. So perhaps that is the reason. He wasn't converting, he was just w wanted, he said he was making into Olam Haba, so he needed to go through this bris. Now Tosfos does talk about or ask, what about Antoninus? This is about Ketiah Bar Shalom going through having a bris. Did Antoninus have a bris? So he wants to argue that yes, based on Yerushalmi and Megillah, that Antoninus also had a bris mila. So again, you have these fascinating stories about the relationship between Antoninus and Rebbe, and then Ketiah Bar Shalom, who was the defender, wasn't Jewish, but defended the Jewish people and then gave all his assets to Rabbi Akiva. Both, according to tradition, had a bris mila. Perhaps both of them converted to Judaism at the end. It's hard to say. Again, whether these stories are complete fact or fiction, hard to say. And nevertheless, the stories are certainly fascinating. And we're not done. There are still a few more stories as we continue next time about Rebbe and Antoninus and others.